Come on, just a little bit. Zach, a long time since the game ended. That would indicate that you guys were in here chatting. Can you just give us an idea what the discussion was like today?
I'll keep that in here. I mean, I think, I'll just keep our conversation in here. It was, we're a better team than what we've shown, and we just talked about it.
Long stretches of this game without creating any real offensive opportunities. What was missing in those stretches?
I don't know. I mean, that's, I think, probably just simplifying our game. I think when we're on the same page, playing simple, playing fast, we're predictable, and I feel like it was a little unpredictable tonight, and offense gets hard when you're spread out. So,
You guys are certainly aware of the situation, Zach. How do you keep your minds in the right places to finish this off? And you're still in it, still very much a part of the picture. How do you finish it off in the right way, confidently?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just said it. We're not eliminated. We're still in it. And I believe in this group. I believe we can get it done. And it's just doing it. I mean, we did it for 2 months. The last 2 weeks obviously haven't gone our way, but it's in the room, and it's on us to just pull it out and get it done. But it starts with one game at a time. We can't worry about what our teams do or whoever we have after Detroit. Our focus just has to be on Detroit, and after that, we'll figure it out.
Zach, clearly you guys don't want to be playing like this. What do you think is keeping you from playing the way you want to play?
Well, I think the effort's there. I mean, I think guys are working, but I think it's that, you know, unpredictability. We're not just all on the same page right now, and I feel like when we were rolling, we were all on the same page. We were predictable for each other. You know, all five guys as a unit on the ice, breakouts, neutral zone, frustrating teams offensively. You know, we stuck to our game plan for 60 minutes, and, you know, I don't think it's for I don't think guys are doing it out of any other reason than they're trying to help, you know? Like, I think guys really want to win and make the playoffs, and we have a lot of character guys in this room. It's just making sure we're all on the same page. And, you know, hockey is a full five-man team game, and you all have to be predictable to each other and set your teammates up for success. And, I mean, we have a great group in here. Like I said, a lot of character guys, guys that want to win, guys that maybe put pressure on themselves a little bit, but it's all for the right reasons. But it's one of those things where you have to understand that when you're not on the same page and you're unpredictable, it just makes the game harder. And I think that's been our problem lately.
You guys have played your way back into this race. Mm-hmm. With that comes pressure to perform. Mm-hmm. Is it a little too rich? Is it are the lights too bright maybe for this group, for some guys, and for the team?
I don't think so. I mean, it shouldn't be. You know, I'll go back to what I said about Detroit. It's our focus just has to be there on the next game. When we were rolling, we didn't look at our schedule and wonder who was next. We were last in the East, and I think 28th in the NHL at one point.
Yeah.
We didn't say, hey, we need to win 30 of our next 40 games to make it. We just focused on the next game and the next practice, and all our energy went to that. And then after that, we focused on the next game. And I think right now, this time of year, obviously there's standings watching. We've all talked about it. We're all going to do it. But our focus when it comes to hockey, it just has to be on Detroit and figure out the next game after that. But I don't think the pressure's too bright in here, or the lights are too bright, or the pressure's too high. We have a lot of guys that have played in the playoffs, played on big stages. It's on us to help the younger guys that haven't been in that position before. But it's just all getting on the same page and being connected and playing predictable. And, you know, if you don't get the result, but you're all on the same page and had a great game, it is what it is. It's hockey sometimes, but I feel like right now it's just unpredictability. All five guys aren't connected anywhere on ice, really.
Zach, the last three or four games, you guys have played kind of similar teams, big, strong, you know, that really focus on taking away Simon's face shots. How difficult has it been for you guys, and what's it felt like out there trying to find open ice in shots, and how do you improve that?
Yeah, I mean, that's playoff hockey. Winnipeg's fighting to get in. Carolina's obviously getting ready to make a run. They're a seasoned veteran team that's been to the playoffs a lot of times. and they just do the same thing over and over again, and it's five guys on the same page, and they don't stray away from the process or their structure, and they know it works, and yeah, they make it tough on us, but it's on us to do the same thing and do it right back to them and stick to our game plan. And like I said, I don't think it's guys aren't trying to get away from that. I think everyone's trying for, you know, all the right reasons, and but it's just being aware that our process works, our game plan works, and our team game, when we play that way, we can play with anyone. And so let's get back to that on Tuesday in Detroit.
Thanks.